being wealthy is the ability to have lots of money without spending it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you the thought for today. Being wealthy is the ability to have lots of money without spending it. Perhaps it might be better said, being wealthy is the ability to have lots of money without needing to spend it. You see, the need to spend money means that you have to have a flow, which is a good thing, too, to have a flow. But when everything that you desire, everything that you, let's say, imagine, everything you think about, you manifest, what are you going to do with your money? You think of a beautiful home, and you have the beautiful home. And you don't have any money spent on it. You have lots of money, because you think you have lots of money. And so you have lots of money. So you think you have a swimming pool. And boom, there's a swimming pool. And how did the swimming pool get there? Well, you thought it, and so therefore it's there. Now, who manifested that? You did. Who paid for it? You did. Well, you didn't pay for it with cash. You never wrote a check for it. You never used it on your credit card. That'd be quite a credit card, wouldn't it? You never used it on anything at all to buy it. It was just there. You just manifested it. You just revealed it because it was in your consciousness. Now, if you are independently wealthy, that means that whenever you have a thought, it is manifest. When you are independently wealthy, it means whenever you have a thought, it is manifest. Now, I would think that we would think that everybody thinks that being independently wealthy has all the money you want to have. And that's not true. That's not true. Wealth is not money. Money does not come from wealth. Wealth is having the ability to realize that which already is, to realize that which already exists, to not manifest is a good word too, but to reveal, that's our new word here now, reveal that which already is. Now, how do we reveal that which already is? Well, we reveal that which already is by thinking about it. If you want to have a beautiful home, you don't first manifest the money for it. You don't first reveal the money for it. In fact, you never reveal the money for it. If you want to reveal a home, you think, where do I want the home? Well, I want the home up in the mountains, in the city, on the seashore, in the desert, wherever. Doesn't matter. Is that important? No. Okay, so that's not important. Let's pass that by. You want to reveal a home? What's the home for? Well, it's where I live. That's nice. Is it where you live, or is it where your family lives? Or is it where your world revolves around? What is this home that you're thinking about? When you think of a home, generally, 100% of the time, that's more than generally, isn't it? 100% of the time, you only think of yourself and that home. You only think of your office, your playground, your whatever. You don't think of anything else. You don't think of your wife or husband or your children or your parents or your friends coming to visit. You don't think of anything. You think of yourself sitting on the couch in the living room enjoying the beautiful fire in the fireplace. You think of yourself sitting at the dining room table before a wonderful, sumptuous meal. You think of yourself, if you desire to, in the kitchen, putting the dishes in the dishwasher and preparing the food beforehand and getting everything ready and having, you know, what do you think of yourself? Do you think of yourself using the everywhere plates and dishes and stuff? No. You always think of yourself as using the classy stuff, you know? using your best. But you see, that's very interesting. And when you think of yourself going to your bed, you're going to bed alone. You're not going to bed with somebody. You're not going to bed with your wife or husband or with your friend. You're going to bed alone. And when you think of yourself, you think of yourself out in the yard. You might think of yourself riding on your riding lawnmower, mowing the lawn, but I don't think that you think that. And you might think of yourself in your outdoor swimming pool. And you just sort of dive into the perfect water. And you play around. And you think of yourself doing whatever you want to do. But you always think of yourself alone, if you're honest. Then, if you wish, you say, yes, that's what my desire is. That's what my picture of myself is for myself. Then you picture your family, if you wish. You picture your wife or husband. Now, where do they fit into that wonderful picture of the illusion you have? Was the bed a double bed? Was the bed two single beds? Was the dining room table set for two or one or two or six or whatever? What happened to your darling children? Your wonderful son or sons and your wonderful daughter or daughters? What happened to your puppies, your pets, your dogs, your cats, or whatever other type of pet amuses you? And what happens in the garage? What type of a car do you have there, or cars? You say, well, I am a Chevy or a Ford person. You know, well, sorry, nothing wrong with that. But don't say you're a Chevy or a Ford person because you can't afford a Cadillac or a Lincoln or whatever, you know. Because this is your imagination now. This is in your creative thinking. And so you think of yourself and you say, well, I am a dignified person. I cannot have a convertible, especially not a red convertible, you know, with white stripes on it, you know, no way. Fire zooming out of the wheel hubs, you know, and that's kid stuff. Why not? If it delights you, do it. There's a lot of daddies that have speedboats that they put onto the ocean, and they have these interesting designs on them, you know, like fire soaring out of the engines and stuff like that. They want to show this dramatic, dynamic self of them. And, hey, you see, this is your private dream. This is your private creation. This is your private world. And the more secure and the more creative you are in your private world, the more you place yourself in harmony with being independently wealthy. And independently wealthy is not having a lot of money. Independently wealthy is having every experience that your mind can conceive of. And it is not on loan, you know, since you haven't borrowed money to pay for it. You haven't taken it out on a debt, you know. It's just yours. You think of anything and it's yours. Now this is what a master consciousness does. You say, yeah, I'd like to see a master consciousness who does that. Hey, the ones who do that, they don't talk about it. They don't need credit. They just enjoy what they do. They don't need credit. Now, there are some very popular people in this world who are exceedingly wealthy. The head of stock and bond departments was a very wealthy man. He's paid the highest salary of anybody, something, I'm guessing $30 million a year or something like that as a salary. And then he had, you know, others, but he was good. He made that department come alive. He made it into a fabulous, fabulous, billion-dollar operation, you know. Fantastic. And a couple of people objected because of their small minds, not realizing that $30 million is a drop in the bucket to the amount of money that he created. And so they objected, and next thing you know, he lost his job. But he lost his job because of his personal foolishness. It's not that he shouldn't tell people. It should be right out there in black and white, but people should not see it. People should not judge it. He created people judging it. Because he was judging it. I am damn good. Boy, I get the biggest. And pride goeth before the fall. Because he was showing off in his own consciousness how good he is. Now, he should show off how good he is in what he can accomplish and what he does, which he did too. But it sort of washed over into his salary. It sort of washed over into how good he was and how much money he earned. And so therefore, poof, he's out of a job. So they were stupid to let him go. He's out of a job, and he's not making that much money. He didn't need it. He'll have another job like that and make more money even than he's making there, less in the public eye than he is, because he shouldn't be in the public eye. He is a person who does things fantastically and fantastically well, but he has a bit of pride, and that pride is what destroys all of us, and that pride is what keeps you, each of you, from having money, because each one of you is an absolute idiot. You say to yourself, I just want a little bit of money, just a couple million dollars, you know. I just want a little bit of money, maybe a billion or two, you know. I just want a little bit. Don't be nonsensical. You don't want a little bit. You don't even want a lot. You choose to manifest, reveal whatever it is that's in your heart. And if there's no debt, there's no obligation. You reveal a bank account that's full, then that's fine. It's not a lot of money, just as full. And you reveal every desire of your heart as manifest now. And it is not a matter of money. It's a matter of understanding your consciousness. Now, this man who made this, I think, NASDAQ or whatever it was, so extremely profitable, what did he, how did he do that? Did he do anything illegal? Not in the slightest. Did he do everything legal? Did he make things happen because he just thought it in the right way and then demonstrated it? Yes. He first had in his mind, when he was sitting at home at breakfast, ah, yes, that's what I shall do today. And he's having a cocktail in the afternoon. Ah, yes, that's what I shall do today. Beautiful ideas plow into his head, and then he goes and does it. You know, he didn't, what shall I do today? Oh, my God, what shall I do today? What a worrisome thing. No, no. He says, I'm open. I'm good. You know, part of the phrase is that I'm good. You know? And then, lo and behold, the way, the technique, the plan, the program, the revelation that's already there, and then he brings it about. Now, he'll do that anywhere. We all have to learn that we got to watch our pride, that we shouldn't be proud of ourselves, proud of the principle. Proud of the principle that's behind all this stuff. Proud of spirit. Proud of God. Proud of the allness. And we say, I'm God. But the thing is, God does not need to say that he's God. Did you know that? He doesn't need to say that. God is God. And you are God. You don't need to say you're God. But you need to say it to your human self, to, so that your human self realizes, hey, I'm dealing with some pretty heady stuff here. Mm. Some pretty marvelous stuff. And you get that old limited ego out of the way. The limited ego is the one that says you can only do this by doing that, and get that unlimited ego in there, which says it already is, it is fulfilled, it is manifest, it is revealed. That unlimited ego, that's what we are, an unlimited ego. Not ego, but ego.
Also ego.
Yeah. We can soar the heights of the heavens, it's true. But being wealthy is the ability to have lots of money without spending it. You have your bankroll here, and you never draw any checks on it. You just reveal it. You just reveal whatever choices you have. And many of our senators were doing that for quite a while. They were saying, I think I'll fly down to Florida for golf. You know, I'll fly here, I'll do this, and I'll use my congressional authority to do that. And pretty soon some little person got tired of that and said, hey, you can't spend money like that. Hey, you're not allowed to do that. You can't do that. And so then they had to spend their own money. But these little-minded people, if they're going to do anything at all, you'd think they'd get at some of these hog feeders, some of these things that the congressmen are doing, just spending billions and billions of dollars for projects in their own district, which are of no account. and spending billions of dollars on improving roads in such a way that in areas where there's nobody driving. Now, you could look at the roadmap of the United States and just check which ones have the greatest traffic on them, and you'll find that a lot of them don't have traffic on them. Don't have traffic on them. They were built in an area and between towns that people don't go. And this is just because it's in the congressional or senatorial district where they wanted to get some money spent to put some money into the pocket of the state and so forth and so on. Now, those are billions, and here they're fooling around with paltry a couple of $100, maybe $1,000 for air traffic, you know, nonsense. But you see, that's the bigness and the smallness of the idea. It's not a matter of how much you have. It's not a matter of what you spend. It's only a matter of how do you use the principle to bring about the experiences you want in your life. Not that you want, but to bring about the experiences you reveal in your life. And what do you want to reveal in your life? And the word want gets in there all the time. What do you reveal in your life? You reveal in your life who you are, what your dreams are, what your goal is, what your purpose is. You reveal that in your life. Now, this is what we want to train ourselves to do. Just reveal in our life what our goals and purposes are. And when we do that, wonderful miracles happen. Wonderful miracles happen. Are you ready for such a miracle? I know I am. And I know that it's being done by hundreds of millions of people around the world every day who find it the most natural thing in the world to think their thought and bring about that revelation of their thought without any concern at all. This is the most wonderful thing in the world. And we can be putting that cause into motion too. However, we choose to think we have to be spiritual, that we have to be logical, and we have to be reasonable, and we have to do these things in a normal way. And what happens? We limit ourselves. So let's be unlimited. Let's reveal all that magic that's all around us. I could enjoy revealing this 104 acres of ours here, filled with lovely forest, filled with beautiful pine trees, standing 100, 200 feet high in the sky, a beautiful stream running through the property, a beautiful pond here, clear water, filled with fish and lovely creatures, you know. The ducks land there in the spring and the fall, and the animals are all abounding in a lovely relationship to humans and to the land. And it doesn't matter whether anyone else knows it's here or not. Our neighbors might not even realize what is here. They might not even realize the stream and the pond and the serenity that exists here. They might not really, and it doesn't matter. We do. We live in that serenity. And you laugh when I tell you the story about the fella, the hermit up in the mountainside in the Himalayas, you know, with this little piece of jungle up there. You laugh, you think to yourself, ha, 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 that would be the day that such a thing could exist. Well, it does. I assure you it does. And one day, and that day can be this moment, you will open your eyes, and you will see it, and you will say, very nice. You will not say, why didn't I open my eyes sooner? You will not say, why wasn't I able to see this before? You will see it now. And that's all that matters. And that's what this is all about. Being wealthy is the ability to have lots of money without spending it. In other words, you have everything. Enjoy, my beloved. You're not so stupid after all. I love you. I love you. I love you. Okay.